You're listening to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. In episode 25, our hosts Mitch Glenn and Brad Weekman interview Chris and Amanda Nelson, owners of Tandem Fly Outfitters, located on Lake Stockton, Missouri. Tandem Fly Outfitters offers guide service and lodging fishing package trips on Lake Stockton in Missouri. Package trips include meals, lodging, and a professional fishing guide. Tackle Time features Pico Lures, 10 new color patterns of INT crankbaits. And now, broadcasting from deep in the heart of the Ozarks, your hosts, Mitch Glenn, owner of Pico Lures and national sales manager for major fishing companies, and Brad Weekman, an outdoor writer, fishing guide, photographer, and social media content manager. Together, your hosts will cover everything from fishing for crappie, bass, and other game fish to interviewing renowned fishing guides and pros on the hottest lakes and rivers. Fishing Guide Podcast is sponsored by Pico Lures, founded in 1933. Legendary Pico Lures has a complete line of fishing tackle for any angler and all game fish. Pico's famous for its Pico Perch, Side Shad, Pop, Little Pop, and its crankbaits are the hottest crankbaits with 25 color patterns and growing. Pico's jig heads, soft plastic lures, and marabou jigs will fill your buckets and live well full of game fish. Pico also has an exclusive line of bass fishing jig heads. Several of these Pico jig heads feature the Easy Keeper Coil system. And now, here are your hosts, Mitch and Brad.
Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, with my co-host, Mitch Glenn.
Hey, Brad. I'm glad you woke up from your nap, man. Hey, y'all, we're out here on the road. We have discovered a place on Stockton Lake in Missouri. And I've lined up our guests for today. Captain Chris and his wife, Amanda, from Tandem Fly Outfitters here on the lake.
There you go. This is pretty exciting because they have a unique place. And so we're actually not going to try and take up too much of their time. So we're going to let them talk about
they're,
it. But
they're
first,
a couple of busy folks.
That's right. We're going to let Amanda start because I'll bet everyone starts with Chris normally. So we're going to let Amanda start and tell us a little bit about the place here.
All right. Well, we're a lodge on Stockton Lake. We bought this place back in 2016. We're a full guide service. Chris started Tandem Fly Outfitters back in 2010, but we've brought the two, combined the two together. We've got lodging, food, and the guide service now.
You know, we've been here a while. And we're going to talk about the fishing part here in a little bit, but we want to stay on the structures, the facility here, and kind of break down what you have here. If people want to come and stay, how does that work?
So if you book a trip with us, our most popular package is a 2 to 3 day package. Usually groups anywhere from 2 to 8 people. We have 3 full-time guides on staff, so me being one of those guides, we can take out as many as 12 people in one party. Our packages include your guide, lodging, 3 meals a day. The only thing you have to bring is appropriate clothing, hat, sunscreen, basic things like that. As far as worrying about food and a place to stay, we take care of everything. You don't have to bring any equipment. Don't have to bring tackle. No. Nothing. Show up, and we take care of everything for you.
With the name Tandem Fly Outfitters, somebody might think that they're going to come down here and stand in a stream and wave a stick, right?
That's right.
That's just as far from the truth as it can be. So, give us a rundown. We've seen personally here wide variety of fish. I think I've done 6 species today.
But, yes.
Run down all the different things and different ways that you fish.
Well, when I moved back from the Keys in 2010, when I started this business, I kind of tailored the business around Taney Como and fly fishing on Taney Como. We had a similar setup there. As far as lodge cabin, did the same type of thing, and figured we we better think of a name for the business. And so ran through a few names, and my brother fished with me quite a bit at that time before life got busy for all of us. And I always fished two flies all the time, whether it be a dry dropper or two nymphs. I was always covering two water columns because why not? Yeah. And my brother suggested Tandem Fly Outfitters because I always used a tandem rig, so it stuck. And after we had grown the business to what it was, coming from Taney Como, we didn't want to completely rebrand ourselves. We already had built credibility.
Right.
On Table Rock and Taney Como, and had a large following on Facebook, so it hasn't been much of an issue. It does sound confusing to somebody that doesn't know, but people that follow us and keep up with our posts and see what we do, well, we will take fly fishing. We're going to have guys out fly fishing tonight.
Right. Yep.
I've had guys out fly fishing for walleye, caught their first walleye ever on a fly rod, caught
white bass,
and a little bit of everything. So we will take fly fishing if you want to go, but that's not what we're all about. We specialize in crappie and walleye for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're gonna circle back around to the resort again. Tell us like the number of rooms. And what they can expect in a room itself, because some people, they might expect a little more glamorous, or they might expect a little more rustic.
We're definitely on the rustic side of things. But two queen beds, small kitchenette, refrigerator, microwave. But I guess you don't really need all those things because we'll be cooking for you.
Well, we've got boat hookups. That's pretty important.
Yeah.
And there's there's space back there to park.
Right.
Park your vehicles. And that's important. So kind of give us a ballpark figure on cost. What would...
So a two-day package for two people is $600 per person. And that covers, you know, 2 days of all your lodging, your guide, your meals, everything.
Yep. And package deal.
Yeah, it's a package deal. You just break it down as simple as $300 per day per person. We do a two-day minimum, two-person minimum. It's the smallest group as we'll take. And it's the lodge is set up very family-oriented. My wife and my children are going to be around the lodge all the time. My wife does all the cooking. Amanda does all the cooking, cleans all the rooms. We've went through a lot of housekeepers since we've owned this lodge because they never meet up to her standards, so that's a good thing. But
I can't attest for the cooking. Yeah, we've had a couple of really fine meals there so far.
Yep,
that's right. And the rooms have been, they're really clean. And so I know everyone might be worried a little bit about COVID. They seem to be keeping real everything clean and neat. And so when you pull up here, it's kind of nice that there isn't a parking lot full of people that have been fishing all day and drinking all evening to the point of being loud and obnoxious.
Yeah, and that was one of our main goals with this place. Well, when we started doing the packages, We're actually trying to completely eliminate. We will allow a few tournament fishermen or recreational fishermen to stay here, but if we have large groups, say we have a group 8 to 12 here, we want the lodge to be exclusive to them. So we don't open the rooms up to the general public.
That's awesome.
And we screen our calls pretty thoroughly, so we don't take any recreational boaters. We don't take pets. We want it to be a quiet, comfortable atmosphere where guys can get away, girls.
Come relax and fish.
Yeah, we have a lot of husband and wives come up here.
Well, and we want to get to focus on people while they're here and get to know them and give them our time.
So. Yeah, building a relationship for us is what's probably the most valuable part of this business, and why we do what we do is we like to get to know our customers and we like to build a relationship with them. And by the time they leave after 2, 3, 4 days of fishing with us, They're usually booking their next trip, and and we feel like we've been friends for life. So
right, professional and personal.
Yes, sir. Try our best.
So, Amanda, if you had to say one thing about the resort, what would you want someone to know? If you could only tell them one thing, what would that be?
I hope you feel like you're at home.
Yep.
When you come.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what we strive for. To.
I can see that atmosphere.
Come as strangers and leave as family.
Oh. And Chris, you would say,
I hope we can put you on a lot of fish. that's my job.
There you go. That's how that works. She's gonna make your stay great, and you're just worried about one thing: if they catch fish or not. So that's the way that rocks and rolls right there. That's interesting, and kind of tell us the location of where you're located at.
We're pretty centrally located on the lake. We're on the Big Sauk side, just west of the mile-long bridge. We're 3 miles west of the state park, and we are 5 miles from the town of Stockton, just southeast. So we're really conveniently located. If you came and you wanted to extend and stay and look at the area a little bit, or if you needed any modern conveniences as far as grocery store, last minute items, we're just 4 to 5 miles from town. And then there's a few restaurants, bar and grills in town. So, and that's all within 4 or 5 miles of the lodge here. As far as location goes, there's not a closer location if you go and stay at somewhere else.
The distance from Kansas City and St. Louis?
Approximately 2 hours from Kansas City, just depending on where you're at. 2 hours, give or take, and St. Louis is about 4 hours.
You're pretty centrally located.
Yep.
I would think Springfield's skip away.
Yeah, Springfield, hour and 15 minutes, and you're in Springfield.
We're out here in God's country, too. I mean, we watched eagles and osprey. We've seen a wild gobbler. We pulled right up to it yesterday while it was on the bank drinking. It could have cared less that we were there. It looked up at us, went back to get him a drink. We watched him for 5 minutes, walked back into the bushes. We seen a mama otter with 3 babies playing around in front of us. It's an undeveloped lake. Yeah, we don't have boat docks and everything all over this lake. So you've got some really pristine country to subject people to here.
Yeah, that was really everything that you're saying was really my draw. Outside of growing up, you know, just 25 minutes southeast of here in Willard, I grew up fishing this lake. But I love Branson. I love Taneycomo. I love fishing Table Rock. But I was ready to get away from all the people there, and this lake is pristine when it comes to that. You won't see houses around the lake. You won't see any docks around the lake unless it's one of the three marinas. It's about as pristine as you can get.
Yeah, the biggest sign of man we seen today was highline wires going over the lake. And there were eagle nests in the top of both of them. So, and we saw one of them sticking his head up out of the top of the nest.
Yep, baby eagle in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, even as much as man wants to move in, nature still got this place.
So, youth, I happened to see some pictures that on Facebook. There, some of the guys were bringing their kids here. Tell us, kid friendly?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, we love taking kids out. We kind of try to customize a trip to when we know there's children coming, we try to lean towards whatever is the most productive fishing. Like if the walleye bites off and we know we can catch more, we can go out and catch a handful of crappie or the crappie fishing's real good, we're gonna go with whatever the kids are going to get the most action on. And this time of year, as you guys have seen a little bit of, we have the school and white bass in the evening, which we'll talk about that later on, but kids just have a ball with that.
We
try to really tailor the trips where the kids have a successful trip and keep them interested in fishing.
Right.
And if they decide that they're done fishing for a little bit, we're okay with them jumping in the water and playing and having a good time. So it's all about our guests having a good experience when they come here and having fun and leaving happy. And you got to be open-minded to whatever the children or wives or husbands or whatever want to do. So
I see a fish cleaning station up here. So I'm assuming you'll clean their fish for them when you come in. So Amanda, do you ever cook their fish for them?
I'm not opposed to it. We cook a lot of fish, but most people want to take it home with them.
Okay, all right.
So we don't ever cook their fish.
I know it's a big thing on the Gulf. Some of the restaurants down there, you catch it, bring it in, they'll clean it and cook it. I didn't know if you'd do that here.
Well, I'll do it definitely.
Just saves us from having to buy fish,
right? Make them work for their food, right?
You'd think that we would eat a lot of fish, but they usually take it home with them. So
we do that tradition. I mean, our typical trip. Your first night here is going to be a fish fry.
Right.
But that's because of the way everything's structured. We can't take fish out of the water and charge you for dinner because that's considered commercial fishing. So we have to purchase our fish and feed you purchased fish when we can go out and catch all the fish we want. But unless you bring it to us and say you want us to cook it, legally, we can't do that.
So tell us. I found out today that, and maybe I'm just naming them now, but Ricky Raccoon. Obviously, you have some raccoon population going on here. So as my guide was cleaning his fish today, he said, "Yeah, we." I see where you're putting your remains of the fish. I said, "Don't you have a lot of wildlife?" He said, "Man, you need to come here tonight and look at the raccoons and see." So the only raccoon I know is Ricky Raccoon. So tonight, I hope to see Ricky.
He's up there by the dumpster. I seen him last night.
That means there wasn't enough fish cleaned in time and for him.
He was standing
eat.
Up on his hind legs making this motion. It's like, hey, man.
Where's the fish at? They got started cleaning late last night then.
What do you have a population?
If you go up there tonight, you'll be able to see, I would say, between 6 and 8, and some of the young ones will come right up to you and take the rib cages. I don't recommend, getting that close to them, but you can toss them to them. They'll come right up to your feet. They'll come in between your feet. Yeah. We also have, 4 gray foxes, three kits the mother raised that they actually started underneath the staircase over here, and after all the people were coming through, she finally moved them down here to the culvert. But
really,
they'll make an appearance every once in a while up there.
Foxes like white bread. Throw them a slice.
We also got possum that's probably pushing that 30 to 40 pound range.
Oh, my God.
Well, you've been feeding them, so.
Yeah. I quit taking the trash out in the dark.
She's scared of the wildlife out there.
You need to train the wildlife so you can just kind of go out there and whistle and hand them the bag and just let them take it.
Dr. Doolittle here. Yeah. You go out there and all those animals come up and they got their hands out like, where's our food?
It just adds to the atmosphere. We're out here in this beautiful country, and you got all the wildlife and everything right here with it. You're just a bonus.
Can't ask for more.
So even though we're out here in the wilderness, tell us a little bit about Wi-Fi connection or your TV. I mean, if they wanted, say, because maybe there'll be college football and they want to check the game out and they're staying over the weekend, what do you have here
Absolutely. We have DirecTV. As far as a package go, you have to ask Amanda about that because she deals with all that. I don't know what we get.
We get a lot of channels. I don't know. I don't know if all the games are on
there. How about
Wi-Fi
into the rooms?
We do. It can be a little spotty.
Right.
We've got a booster down here to help with that. Some people get full signal and just depending where you're at in the lodge. But we always have it in the main lodge.
Good strong signal.
Good strong signal. It's just down in these rooms, the lower rooms, it's hard to get a full
signal.
So
tell them about the lodge that's up there because you've kind of skipped over that. How about what's the lodge? What size is it? What can they expect to see up there?
That's our main recreational room is what we call it. There's a pool table. Can help yourself to soda, water, snacks. And that's where we meet for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Unless you take lunch out on the boat, which is typically what they do.
Which most of the time we do, yeah.
So most memorable guest that has ever come. Have you had anyone famous besides Mitch Glenn and Brad Wiegman?
we've had quite a few.
Brad Pitt?
No.
Not yet, anyway.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening, Brad Pitt, you can come.
We've had a few NFL players come through. We've had, and I don't know if they want me to say their name or not, but we get quite a few corporate people that are pretty high up and businesses, Walmart being one of them. They enjoy the guys that are in the hustle and bustle and are over those big companies like that. They really enjoy this type of retreat to get away from.
I can see that.
All that definitely stuff. Can.
It's very private. So I think that's something we offer that is hard to find. I mean,
it's secluded, it's private, and you don't have to give up all the amenities of life to be here.
Yep. And our boat ramp's right behind the lodge.
Right.
You're just riding the boat to go fishing.
Right.
That's really convenient.
Yeah, it is.
So tell us about the contact information. If they wanted to find out more about the lodge here in the guide service, tell us about that. And also, like, if you have Instagram or Facebook where people could follow you.
Yeah, you can go to Facebook and type in Tandem Fly Outfitters. We'll pop up pretty quick. We're on Instagram. We're more active on Facebook than anything. Seems to be our target demographic. Most people that come here, at least 50 to 80, not saying that we don't do some day trips with younger guys, but that's kind of our demographic, 50 to 80. So Instagram really doesn't tie into that real well for us. But so if you follow us and you go to Instagram, our posts lag a little bit there, so you can't really keep up to date with what's going
on. Just about every day we stay current with Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is daily posts go out. And then you can contact me directly at 417-839-2762. You can Google Tandem Fly Outfitters. Google's become a great resource for us. As far as, I think last month, we had 890 people Google us on through the actual Google search engine. So that's the easiest way to find us is just through Google. And then you can go to our website as well. Seems like our website's becoming more obsolete, where we get more messages through Facebook than we do.
Faster's better.
Yeah, and then also people, just get my number off Facebook or the website, and they'll send me a text message if they can't get me, because that's one thing. Cell service is very spotty on the lake, so my phone, I don't always get the phone call, so don't hesitate to leave me a message. If my voicemail box is full, send me a text message.
Or email, of course.
Or email or Facebook message.
Email address?
TandemFlyOutfitters@gmail.com.
There you go. There you have it. What a great show. Man, awesome. A couple of great guests. We had the pleasure of staying here and experiencing the ambiance of being here.
I even met Ricky Raccoon, man.
Ricky Raccoon. I mean,
meet his brothers tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. The fishing is the fishing's awesome here. The lodging's perfect for anglers to come and experience that. And it's almost a once in a lifetime where you have an opportunity to come and go to a place where it's kind of secluded. You have great fishing, yeah. But you know you're just almost, for some of these people, just a couple hours from Kansas City, the crazy wild world out there, yeah. Where right now this seems to be this is kind
hey,
of
buddy,
that.
It works for me. I left the crazy wild world. I can still touch it from here. But I touch it when I want to.
There you go. Thank you so much, Amanda and Chris, for being on
the
show.
Thank you for having us.
Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures, famous for the Pico Perch, Pop, Little Pop, Side Shads, Deep Diving Crankbait, Square Bill Crankbaits, Bass Jig Heads, and a complete line of fishing tackle for crappie and other game fish.
Hey, it's time for Tackle Time. This week's Tackle Time, we're featuring 10 brand new additions to the Pico INT crankbait lineup. Brand new colors for 2020. We have got the black and chartreuse. We've got a black and pink. These are fire tails. We've got a purple and pink fire tail. We got 3 new shad patterns. We've got a purple pearl shad, we've got orange pearl shad, and we've got lime pearl shad. For all you fishermen out there, we have peanut butter and jelly crankbait.
Sounds good, Mitch. Oh, yum, yum.
And an ever-popular splatterback series. Don't know how we missed this last year, but we now have purple splatterback. Yeah, buddy. Now, to compliment that old geezer clown, those 3-color baits that nobody knows why they work so good. They just work so good you don't ask questions for. We've got a bait called Yellow Jacket. 3-colored bait. We've got a Killer Bee pattern. Another 3-colored bait. You ain't going to believe these till you see them. I cannot describe them on the radio. Go to the website, picolures.com. Check them out. Check out your local tackle stores. They're being shipped right now.
Oh, my gosh. And I know they're hot. He's had a lot of big orders already. People haven't even seen them, and they're already ordering them. It's
dude,
insane.
It was crappie fishermen that come up with the colors, and they brought them to me because they work. Designed by a fisherman, for a fisherman. Mr. Scotty Vance has his name all over these things, and that dude catches more crappie than most of us dream about.
There you go. Man, we had a great show today. Tandem Fly Outfitters is where we were, Lake Stockton.
You bet.
Chris and Amanda, they are the owners. Nelson is their last name, and they already told you how to get in contact with them. So make sure you check the place out. It's a great place to go. It's an outfitters. It's a one-stop shop for your fishing adventure on Lake Stockton.
Just show up, catch fish.
They have all kinds of species here. So good stuff happening there. Hey, thanks for listening to the Fishing Guide podcast show. Please subscribe, rate our show. You know, that's the important thing. So
tell us what you want to hear about.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep, so keep your hooks sharp and your lures on the water.